Hello and welcome to another episode of Advanced English with Angela and Anna. Make sure you've got your notebook ready and let's learn.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Advanced English with Angela and Anna. Today we're going to talk about complaining in English. Most of us don't enjoy complaining, but there are times when it is necessary. And one important thing to know is that there are very different ways to express a complaint, and some are more polite than others.
Yeah, so sometimes you may need to complain is at a restaurant when your food is not correct, if your boss or colleague have upset you, or something is not fair at a shop.
Now we're going to get into the steps of complaining politely in English. The steps to follow are start politely, make your request into a question, explain the problem, and don't blame the person you are dealing with, but still express your feelings.
Yeah, so just as Angela said, the first thing you need to remember is to always be polite while complaining. Some phrases you could use are, "I'm sorry to bother you," or, "Excuse me, I'm wondering if you could help me." This starts the discussion in a respectful manner, so the person you're complaining to won't feel attacked and hopefully it won't get defensive. For example, "Excuse me, could you come here please for a moment? There's an issue with the food you served me."
So, after you've politely started the conversation, the next step is to form a question to help resolve the problem. This is important because it requires action to be taken, as in many English-speaking countries, it's very common to not be direct on exactly what you would like. So, to continue with the same example as before, you could go, "Excuse me, could you come here for a moment? There's an issue with the food you served me. Would you be able to help me with this, please?"
Although it may feel illogical, our next step is to explain the problem. The reason for explaining the problem after making the initial contact is to start the conversation in a polite manner and to ensure the person dealing with the problem does not feel attacked from the beginning, which should make them more likely to resolve the issue. So to continue the example with the food, rather than saying, "There's a hair in my food, I need a new plate," you could start with the polite request we just mentioned, and then the server is more likely to ask you for more information about the problem.
And don't forget, while explaining the issue, remember not to blame the person who is hopefully trying to help you, as they are probably not responsible for the problem. And if you blame them, it might be possible that they are less willing to help you with your issue. Now we will give you an example situation of how you can complain in a hotel. I'll be the receptionist and Anna, you'll be the customer, okay?
Okay.
"Hello, is everything okay?"
"I'm sorry to bother you, but I was wondering if you would be able to help me."
"Of course. What do you need assistance with?"
"I have a problem with my room. I wanted to know if it'd be possible to change rooms."
"I'm sorry to hear that there's an issue with your room. Could you please tell me more about it so I can find the best way to help?"
"Yes, unfortunately my room is not clean and the window doesn't close properly."
"Ah, that's not good. Let me check on the system and see if we have any free rooms that we would be able to move you to."
"Thank you for your help. I really appreciate it."
So that is a basic example. Obviously, the conversation would continue until a solution is found. We hope that this has been useful and you will be able to use these steps to successfully complain in English whenever necessary. We will see you on Monday for more episodes.
Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and check out our website, English with Angela and Anna.